This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
We all got guns held to our head.
I understand.
The Senate and the administration, fed up with the standoff forced by the House this week, have now drawn their lines in the sand. A House resolution to require the administration to start canceling all state contracts still requires House concurrence on Senate changes. Yet Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden showed good faith by submitting a report on the 50 top dollar contracts to House Appropriations today. Darden also warned,
"We're not going to terminate every state contract and start over."
The bill that has caused the House to delay votes on any more revenue-raising measures for the past 3 days was voted on in Senate Finance earlier today as well. Chairman Eric LaFleur on Cameron Henry's HB 122.
The bill that came over from the House did not come balanced, and we are obligated to produce a balanced budget.
LaFleur offered an amendment to the bill, stripping off most of the House's cuts.
We reduced those cuts by $69.6 million. So the cuts that we added above and beyond what the governor proposed is $7.1 million.
That still leaves a $171 million hole, but LaFleur says the state treasurer has identified another $88 million in savings. The Senate committee approved the changes and then voted favorably on the bill. The House got the message. They started working on the revenue-raising bills this afternoon. LaFleur reminds the leadership,
"So we just need $83 million more and we're good to go. If you could knock that out this weekend, we'd all be home on Monday."
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.